Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. Today, we're digging into Cisco's fiscal fourth quarter and full year 2026 results. And Jordan, this one's a doozy.
Record year across the board. I'm ready.
Before we dive in, this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Good. Now let's get into it. Cisco just closed out fiscal 2026 with revenue over $63 billion, up 12% for the year. But the real headline is fourth quarter. Record revenue of $17.3 billion, up 18% year over year, and product revenue up 24%.
And it's not just top line.
Non-GAAP EPS grew 23% in the quarter, 14% for the full year, so earnings actually outgrew revenue. That's the kind of operating leverage investors love to see.
Right, and they backed it up with cash returns. $3.2 billion returned to shareholders in fourth quarter alone, $12.7 billion for the year, which was basically 99% of free cash flow. 15th consecutive year of dividend increases, too.
So what's driving all this? One word CEO Chuck Robbins used a lot, supercycle. He's talking about a networking supercycle fueled by agentic AI. Product orders overall were up 35% year over year, and hyperscale orders, meaning the big cloud players, grew triple digits.
That AI infrastructure number is wild. Cisco took $4 billion in AI orders from hyperscalers in fourth quarter alone, bringing the full year total to $9.3 billion. That's about 4.5 times what they did the year before. And for fiscal 2027, they're guiding to $7.5 billion in actual AI infrastructure revenue.
Worth noting, orders and revenue aren't the same thing. These are big, lumpy, nonlinear deals that get placed way ahead of when they actually ship and get recognized as revenue. That's an important nuance analysts pressed on during Q&A.
They also talked about this scale-across opportunity, basically connecting multiple data centers together as AI models outgrow the power and space of a single facility. Cisco says traffic from that kind of AI-driven interconnect could be 14 times what traditional data center traffic looked like. They've already landed three separate hyperscaler design wins for their new P200 chip system aimed at exactly that use case.
And it's not just hyperscalers. Enterprise product orders accelerated to 21% growth. Public sector orders were up 30%, and campus networking, which is basically the corporate office refresh cycle, grew 20%, with Wi-Fi 7 now over half of wireless orders.
Security was a bright spot, too. The whole security portfolio, including Splunk, grew double digits. Firewall orders were up over 30%. Though CFO Mark Patterson did flag that some of that 14% revenue growth in security got a boost from a few larger, longer-duration on-prem Splunk deals, so temper expectations there slightly.
One thing that stood out to me in the Q&A, analysts kept asking, is this the peak of the cycle? And Chuck Robbins pushed back hard, saying they're seeing convergence of multiple tailwinds at once. AI buildouts, a looming end-of-support product refresh they're calling Mythos, and even early quantum readiness spending.
Yeah, that Mythos comment was interesting. He described a manufacturing CEO's team calling and saying essentially, we have no choice. We have to upgrade equipment that's past end of life. Robbins framed it like the early days of cybersecurity spend, something that stops being optional and just becomes a line item companies find budget for.
Now, not everything was pure upside. Gross margins came in at 66.3%, down 210 basis points year over year, mostly due to higher hardware mix and memory costs. Management said to expect continued gross margin pressure into fiscal 2027 as they ship more hardware to meet this AI demand.
But they were quick to point out operating margin is really the better profitability signal. It actually expanded to 35.9% in the quarter because this hyperscaler business scales without adding much incremental expense. Full year fiscal 2027 guidance implies about 35% operating margin, which they called a company high watermark.
Let's talk guidance. For fiscal first quarter 2027, Cisco expects revenue between $18 and $18.2 billion and EPS of $1.32 to $1.34. For the full fiscal year, they're guiding revenue of $72.20 to $73.40 billion, about 15% growth at the midpoint, and EPS of $5.05 to $5.11.
And even if you strip out that AI hyperscale revenue entirely, the core business is still growing around 10%, which is well above their old long-term target of 4 to 6%. That's the number that got analysts' attention.
There was also some healthy skepticism in the Q&A about whether first quarter's implied 20% plus growth means things slow down later in the year. Management said that's mostly tougher comps in the back half of last year, not a demand issue.
They also addressed the elephant in the room, memory-driven price increases. Patterson said price hikes added about 4 to 5 points to revenue growth this year, and while customers don't love it, they understand it's an industry-wide issue, not Cisco-specific. And unlike server makers, memory is a much smaller share of Cisco's bill of materials, so the impact is more contained.
So what does this all mean going forward? Cisco's essentially betting that AI infrastructure spending, enterprise network refreshes, security modernization, and this Mythos end of support wave all stack on top of each other for a multi-year growth runway, not a one-time AI bump.
And on the supply side, they sounded pretty confident. No meaningful lead time issues, and they've built a direct relationship with TSMC rather than going through merchant silicon middlemen, which gives them more control over cost and delivery as demand scales.
Jordan, before we wrap, anything else stand out to you?
Just that this was a genuinely broad-based quarter. Geographies, customer segments, product lines, pretty much everything was up double digits. That breadth is what makes the super cycle language feel less like marketing spin and more like something backed by the numbers.
Fair.
Well, that's Cisco's fourth quarter and full fiscal 2026 in a nutshell. Record revenue, record earnings, and a bold bet on AI-driven networking demand carrying into fiscal 2027.
Before we go, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Cisco's next earnings call lands November 12th, when we'll see how that fiscal first quarter guidance actually plays out.
Until then, thanks for tuning in to Beta Finch.
We'll catch you next time.